Good morning, good morning. It's your girl, Christina Elevation Wilson, a.k.a. comedian, Ella the Spell, a phenomenal storyteller, coming to you with an early morning chronicle. It's not a midnight chronicle, it's probably about 3:30 a.m. And I had some random thoughts. And so yesterday when I was on my way into work, I saw an 18-wheeler next to me, actually past me, and they had a display of a ham. And I hadn't had breakfast, you know, so I was hungry when I saw the ham. And on the truck, it was a picture of a picnic ham. So I started thinking, I'm from the country. And when I grew up, my grandmother used to always bake a country ham on holidays. And so I was wondering, I said, is the country ham only for the people in the country? Like, is there a ban on all other people like up north, you know, are they able to eat the country ham? Or are you just having to eat the country ham because you're from the country and in the country? And what about the picnic ham? If you have a picnic ham, does the picnic ham only go on the picnic? That might not be funny to you, but it was funny to me. I started thinking about you at the picnic and somebody comes to the picnic with a country ham that don't live in a country. Would that be right? Is that fair? Like, you know, sometimes we put stipulations on things. Could you imagine somebody say, oh, you can't use a picnic ham in the country? You ain't be in the country. What kind of fraggle naggle snackle backle is that? You start fighting people because they done brought a picnic ham to the country. Lord have mercy. You know what I was thinking too? Why is that people get mad when they ask you a question? I was in the elevator. Lady said, oh, don't you look nice? I said, I do. She said, well, you could have said, thank you. I said, but you asked me a question. Why? Why don't people think that, you know, they want you to respond in the way they want you to respond? I'm not like that. You'll get a trick or treat every time with me. Oh, I am so unpredictable, honey. Oh, don't you look nice? I said, yes, ma'am. And I was being polite. I said, yes, ma'am. You know, it's the older lady. I was doing a Facebook Live the other day. I told the people, I don't wait for people to come in the room. Child, I get on the thing, I just start talking. I don't have time to wait for people to come because some people are lazy and they're kind of slow. I just get on there and start talking and have fun by myself. That's what I do. So I went to work yesterday and I guess the few people that come in there probably look at me and think I'm crazy because one day I go with my short crop, my natural curls, right? Yesterday, I went and I was blonde and all the way down to the backside of my back. So, Christina, why you do that? I said, I don't know. Well, we are nearing the end of Black History Month. I managed to stay black for the whole month. I really want to, you know, I love Black History Month, but I miss my white friends. And I know they miss me, you know, because usually every year, come Black History Month, I always have to tell my Caucasian friends, like, they know I can't talk to them for the 28 days, 29 days, right? Because it's really about the black people. You know, we only have the 1 month where we really recognize. And so during Black History Month, I have to block them on my social media pages because I know they want to get to me. And so I said, well, this is what I'll do, especially since quarantine, we've been quarantined. I don't want to discriminate against anybody. So to my Caucasian, to my white friends, I said, look, if you really need to talk to me, then I'm going to have to charge you a fee, right? So if you want to send me a text, that's going to be like $9.99, just a text. You only get one text a day. I reply to it, so make sure you have a loaded question so I can reply, because I'm going to reply and going back and forth. I'm not going to do that. Now, if you want me to pick up the phone and talk to you, and that's going to be $49.99. That's going to be $49.99. Because that means I got to stop what I'm doing to pick up the phone to talk to you. Texting is different. You know, I can get back to you when I feel like it. But if you're calling me on the phone, I got to answer. Now, if you want to see me, right, or have a consultation with me, then that's going to be $199.99. So, now after the Black History Month is over, I'll drop my rates. Like the banks when they drop their rates. Yeah. After Black History Month, I'm going to drop my rates. Now, you're free to send me an inbox message that can be applicable after Black History Month is over. But you got 2 more days Today's the 25th. Okay, you got 3 more days. And I know you miss me. And I miss y'all too. Because white people, I love the white people. White people have always been faithful to me. You know, I used to go out to lunch with the white girls. And you know, the white girl get a soup and a salad. They ain't going to eat but half of the soup and half of the salad. It'd be 2 of them, right? So I said, let me go hit on out with these girls. You know, because my money is low as at the end of the month. And they go eat half the soup, half the salad. Did I get a whole soup? Whole salad. You know, every time I tell this kind of stuff, I just get a vision of it being at the lunch table and, you know, they're having a half of cheese or something like that. But anyway, you ever had something? One time I was at this job, and I had taken something to work. I don't know what it was. It was quite delectable, because you know that's what I do. I cooks. I got cooking skills. And so one time I had a sandwich. I don't know. It was something else I had. And so my colleague came up to me. She said, oh, you can save me half of that. You can give me whatever's left over. I was like, well, I brought this to eat. I didn't really bring it to share. But if you want what's left over, here go the box. That is funny to me is if you could have seen the expression on her face. Priceless. So I put some eyelashes on the other day. And look, I wear a fake wig. I don't get into all the eyelashes stuff. I like to put a little powder on my face, make my skin look smooth. Honey, I put on that eyelash and had an early use some of the eyelash glue on it. And that thing got stuck. Honey. When I tell you I was in that bed, my eyes like I was in a batter's cage, I'm telling you, I said, I don't know how women do these kind of things. The things we do for beauty. And I want you to say, if there are any fellas listening, I can only speak for myself, but I don't do what I do for you. There are some ladies who do things exclusively to get attention of men. Child, I ain't think about y'all. I ain't bit more thinking about y'all. I do what I do because I like what I do, that way I do it. And I do it for me. If you happen to like it, oh, aren't you special? You're supposed to say, I am. You know, I was thinking about this. I said, I wonder when I get married, how this is going to work. My husband's going to have to know I'm kooky. Like, he gonna either have to get up out of the bed or we gonna have separate bedrooms. Because I just can't resist getting up and grabbing his phone and start coming in here talking kind of cray-cray. Yeah, so my little boy toy kind of broke up with me before my birthday and I didn't really know it. It was pretty good. I said, okay. And then he tried to tell me, oh, I'm not ready for a relationship. It was the day before Valentine's. Okay, why am I laughing? I don't know. I just think it didn't really dawn on me until I was thinking just the other day. I was like, no, he didn't. Ooh, you shady rat. Okay, anyway, I am going to go back and try to get me at least another hour of sleep. And then I'm going to get up and I have to go work out. Now, I've been going by the gym for probably about a year now. And I don't know what happened, but the car will never stop. As soon as I get close to the gym. Car speed up. So I've been going by that for a year. I lost 15 pounds. I don't know how I did it. I lost 15 pounds. So I got about 40 more to go. I'm trying to get my, what they said, the summer body. I got the winter, the spring, and the fall body. The summer just gone. If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry, just walk on by. I think that's wrong. If somebody see me walking down the street and I start to cry, you better stop and check on me. You've had somebody ask you a question, how you doing? And before you could answer, they said, that's fine. I saw a lady on the elevator. What did she say? How you doing? I said, I'm doing terrible. She said, it's good. You gotta ask people and really just wait for a response. Some people don't care. People don't care. They just go about their business. Because this is so, that's just the norm. That's what people do. They don't really care about you. They ask how you do. They don't care. They do not care, child. Anyway, I have a whole notebook of material and stuff, and I got to start jogging my memory again, because since, you know, not really going into any, having any shows over the past year, you know, I've been doing a lot of virtual. Virtual, it's not my thing. It's something you got to get accustomed to, and I think we'll be on quarantine for probably another year, so I have to learn to really get my energy up, really work on some of the new stuff. Like, say, for instance, I'm going to start doing a whole set on quarantine. And what I love about that, we're all in it together. So everybody can relate. Like, for instance, I'll be honest. Like, I go into my office twice a week now. But the hardest thing is trying to find clothes to wear to work. Because, you know, when you're at home, you're in your moo-moo, okay? I don't wear pajamas. I wear moo-moos. You know, moo, like that. But, yeah, I mean, it's like when they asked me if I could come into the office, I was like, excuse me, that's so 2020. Like, who really goes into the office these days? Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine when they lift a restriction for us to go back into the office? I'm like, no, I ain't trying to do all that. If we don't work the whole year from home, why should we go back to full-time? And that's crazy. Oh, working full-time from the workplace, that's antiquated. Anybody trying to do that? Anybody got time for that, honey? No, indeedy. One day I was, I sent an email to someone in the accounting department, and she sent me a message back. She said, oh, well, why don't we have a conference call on Teams? We're on Teams. Why don't we can? I said, wait a minute now. Child, I ran upstairs so fast, got that wig. I almost broke my leg getting upstairs. I said, oh, Lord, I can't let her see me like this. You know, working from home, I'm telling you, it's different. I'm grateful for the flexibility, but I'm a people person. I like to be around people. I miss hugging people. But you got to be careful now with the YouTube movement now. You don't want to be hugging and touching people too much. That's why when the pastor said, touch your neighbor, I said, uh-uh, pastor, mm-mm. You can ready to start something up in here. Keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands and your germ. And speaking of the pastor, why do the pastor, when he preached, why do you always say, oh, I wish I had somebody? I never understood. That's the pastor. You got a whole wife and a whole congregation. What more do you want? See? And then the pastor, you know, he get up at the time also, can I take my time? No, sir. You started at 8 o'clock. It's now 9:30. The buffet getting ready to open at the Chinese hut. Mm-mm. Go on about your business. Can I take my time? You take your time when you're going home with your missus, going with the first lady. And why do they call the first lady? I don't understand that. You see, what I do know is that after the first grade came the second grade and the third grade. So why they call the first lady? I don't like that. Because after one come two, after two come three. Now, if she the first lady, somebody try to get second place, you know, just like Miss Universe. You got a third place, you got a runner-up, then you got the winner. What is it, the runner-up or the winner? Why they call them the runner-up? She ain't running away. Anyway, going back to the pastor, though, sometimes I just don't understand, you know, some of the stuff. Say, for instance, they got the pastor. Why don't they call the pastor the president? Because they call the first lady, and she ain't working in the White House. Just random thoughts. That's all. That's all. The things that go through my mind early in the a.m. Well, I'm getting ready to get up. I've been watching my weight this year. I've been able to maintain it. But I need to drop these last 40, how many, 49 pounds. I know, I'm a Whopper cheese, honey. I used to be a double Whopper. I was so big, honey, I was wobbling. Yeah, that's why they call it the Whopper, honey. Now I'm just a whole Whopper with all the works, yeah. Still a big piece of meat, as my auntie used to say. You a big piece of meat. I used to hate it. She said, I can't hardly get my arms around you. I said to myself, I can't get my arms around you either. You need a snack. Why people do that? People are so critical. They will not look at themselves in the mirror, but they want to judge you. Oh, I got a trick-or-treat phone. Mm-hmm. You got to fix people. You got to fix people. Because people will say anything out of their mouth, and they don't expect you to say, no, ma'am, not me. I'm the new and improved Christine. Try Jesus, but don't try me. Because I will lay hands. I'll lay hands. And speaking of laying hands, I better not go there. I just thank God that I'm just at this place where I can just laugh at myself. I ain't gonna go into a sad story. You've seen about it. Every time they tell a story, they got to cry. You get tired of that after a while. Just get over to the cry part and get over with it. I got a girlfriend. She used to announce. She said, Chris, I'm getting ready to cry. Why you got to announce that you're getting ready to cry? See, you've been practicing on it. If you're getting ready, you got to tell somebody to get ready to cry. I ain't got time to sit there and wait for it. No. Then she come up with the one little tear. Who does that? Oh, boy. I just want to say to you all, I'm living my best life. I like that song. But that song got too many cuss words. And Lil Duval, about 4'4". And speaking of 4'4", why would a little tiny man like me? I'm every bit of 5'10", 6'1", with heels. Why a little bit of men be skinning and grinning at me? They just love Christina. And them the ones that got the most confidence. I ain't never seen nothing like it, but I tell you though, I like a man with confidence though. He can be about 4'6", about 5'1". He just be grinning, looking up at my eyes. I just want to pick him up and put him on my shoulder, put him on my hip. Put two of them. If I get two of them, that'll make them right tall. Put one on one hip, one on the other hip. They just love Christina, honey. I don't know what that's all about, but the little people. Anyway, time for me to go. I'm going to give them about 30 more minutes of napping. Watch me a TikTok video. I don't know about y'all. I'm addicted to TikTok. I am addicted to TikTok. Speaking of TikTok, with all these masks we're having to wear, I hope y'all are keeping some Tic Tacs in your pocket. I was riding down the highway the other day, coming on down from D.C. And I happened to take my mask off. I thought it was somebody that's in the car, I was ready to fight. My breath was tart. Do you hear me? Not like a Pop-Tart, honey. It was just all kinds of evil in my mouth. I said, great day. I can imagine. I'm sorry for the people that live in the house together. They got to wear the mask and stuff. You take the breath off, take that mask off. Their breath be reeking, honey. I had a girlfriend I used to get all the time. I said, oh, you look so pretty today. Look at you. You look so nice. She'd be smiling. She said, thank you. I said, but your breath. She said, I said, no, I'm just kidding. Okay. I hope y'all have had a good laugh. If you're riding down the highway or maybe on the train or I don't know where you're at. I'm just putting out some content. I don't really know what y'all think about it. Could you let me know what you think about it? Because I just be cracking myself up. So, you know, whether you think you like it or not, I just enjoy my own stuff. I remember my grandma's tip when I was a young girl. She could learn to enjoy your own company. So that's what I'm doing. The time now is about 4:30 a.m. And I have to go. I have to go into my Stafford office today. Yeah, honey, somebody down there had the COVID. They called me and said, Christina, we're going to shut the office down. Somebody, two people had it. I said, Lord, the COVID don't better not jump off on me. So I went. Then that lady pushed that little swab up. And I said, where you think you going? Like you're trying to go to Egypt or something. Pushed that thing all up my nose like that. I said, wait a minute, calm down. Slow your roll. She did the first side. I had to grab my thighs. And I didn't like that thing. Very uncomfortable. But I ain't got no virus. I ain't got no corona here. I said, thank God. And I want the virus. I got a whole lot of things. I don't need a virus. All right, good people. It was good to talk to you this morning. My name is Christine Elevation Wilson, a.k.a. comedian, Ella the Speller, the phenomenal storyteller, and I approve this message.